Thanks, Rick.
This is a participation marathon meeting. Please relate your experience, strength, and hope on the topic as it relates to our 12-step solution. If you have used anything in the last 24 hours, we ask that you just listen. There is no crosstalk at this meeting. Please limit your sharing. Keep in mind the size of the group and time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my name is Jane, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Jane.
And there was a part in this reading that says we use a 12-step program because it is proven that it already works. And this workshop is called Half Measures Avail Us Nothing. And it's my experience that if I don't work all of the steps in a row as they and work them thoroughly and just follow the big book and the 12 and 12 exactly the way it is, I can't go wrong, right? So we're going to use an analogy, and we're going to make pudding.
Yay.
I'm going to make pudding first, and then, yeah.
And then I'm going to make pudding. We're going to make two batches of pudding.
And we've given you my recipe for pudding in front of you.
Everybody should have the 6 steps.
So we're going to follow these steps, and my pudding should turn out just fine. I mean...
You think so?
Do you have pudding experience?
I've never made pudding before, so this is my first time.
She's a rookie.
So I know they have directions on the box, but I'm pretty sure it's easy, so I'm just going to... I went and I got the pudding, so I should probably... I mean, it's got to be easy. I saw somebody else make it one time, and... because that's the
okay.
You asked me.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did get the pudding, and I didn't have any milk. I didn't have enough milk, so I'm going to use water instead. And I only had a small measuring cup, and I did read part of the directions. It says 3 cups, but I only have a 2-cup thing, so I'm going to use 2 cups of water instead of milk. It should turn out right, you know. So I got a spatula to stir. I got the bowl. I didn't want to use a whisk because it'll take too long. It makes it thicker and it's harder to do. So I figured this will be easier to use this. So it won't be so hard for me. I'll just put it together and, you know.
That's right.
All right. So I'm going to throw the pudding in here. It says made a decision to make pudding. So I did. I bought the pudding. You know, I bought the pudding. I got the ingredients. Okay, so they're not the same ingredients like the directions say. I didn't even read the directions thoroughly because, like, I don't like reading. And you know, I figure I watched people and it looked good on them. But I mean, it looked good when they did it. So, yeah, it looks good. Look, yeah, chocolate. Okay, so I got the pudding in here. I'm ready for the water. I gotta turn this on. I know if you go... So I'm gonna mix it. I don't know how long you're supposed to mix it. I'm sure it says so. But let's see. I figure I watched my grandma and she did it for a few minutes. I figure it's gotta turn out. Yum! It's a little thick. It's pretty dark compared to the box. The box says it's going to be a lighter milky. Uh-oh. It's really getting thick. It's more like frosting. It does look like pudding. I wonder if it tastes like pudding.
Somebody want to taste it? Anybody?
Come on, you guys. Don't you like pudding with water? Well, that should be enough.
Here, I got a spoon. It's a nice, fresh, clean spoon.
It's a clean spoon, we got balls. So what, it's made with water, right? I didn't read the directions. But look, come on you guys. Doesn't that look like pudding?
We're
gonna have to give a dick.
There you go, okay.
How does it taste?
I'd really rather have someone who follows the directions.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Kathy.
Well, Jane did the best she could.
With what she had.
With what you she
know,
had.
I didn't even use a spatula. Jeez.
That's all right.
Well, that's one. That's actually, I've actually experienced that. I've done the 12 steps, had a half measures, and, you know, even lying to myself and thinking I was doing them to my best of my ability, I still didn't read the book thoroughly because I got tired when I was reading. And so I'd skip a couple pages. You know, when my sponsor said, hey, do this, it took me 4 months to do this instead of just doing that like I was directed. You know, I didn't ask for any help from any of you guys. You know, that's part of making pudding. If you don't know how to make pudding, you ask for help. You know, so that's why we get someone else that's already made pudding. You know, would you show me how to do it? She would have stopped me from, she or he would have said, don't use water, use milk. You know, it's richer, it really comes out with the best consistency. You know, people will like it then. So if I work all the 12 steps, there's probably going to be a change in me. And people will note it. Yes, now I'm stuck with this mess. And I'm not even going to clean it up with the half measures.
Can anybody give us some other ideas of where half measures availed you nothing or something or very little? Nope, we need the microphone.
Ba-dum-bing.
Rick, addict, alcoholic.
Hey, Rick.
I was thinking earlier when I saw the topic of the workshop, and what you said about wanting to work the steps thoroughly, and I remember I was sitting in a meeting in Cleveland, right, and I'm sitting next to my sponsor, and it was a speaker meeting, and a guy was, you know, sharing, and he was going through his step work, and he was talking about, you know, some people run a program, take their four-step inventory, and they burn it. You know, and he says, you're not supposed to burn it. You're supposed to keep it because you're going to need it for your eighth and ninth step. And my sponsor told me to burn it, and I burned it, and I was, like, not even on the eighth step yet. And he's sitting next to me, and I thought, you know, that because I was trying to work each step thoroughly because my thought was, if I don't work these steps thoroughly to my best of my ability, well, that would be the reason I would relapse. So when I heard the speaker say that, and I have burned my inventory, and I haven't did an eighth or ninth step yet at the time, I gave my sponsor a big elbow. Bam! That fear came. I go, I'm going to relapse. You told me to burn my, you know, inventory. Now what? Right? And he laughed, and he goes, turned to me in the meeting, goes, don't worry, you'll make another list. You know, and then I calmed down, you know? And so... You know, like you're saying, even if a lot of us don't know, haven't had experience working the steps, you know, going through it the first time or whatever. And what's important, even if you do go back out and you come back, is start over. Get a sponsor, work these steps, you know, and some people rush them through the steps and everything. I mean, I really wanted to absorb them because I wanted to apply them to my life. But what I learned over the years is it's a lifelong process. You know, you're going to get better at them the more you practice and put them into your life. When situations come in, I mean, my wife would tell me when something comes out of my mouth and I got an idea, what step is that? You know, and then I got to stop myself. All right, with that, I pass.
I like that.
What about, like, if you go to work and you work a half day, what are you going to get from that?
Half pay.
So you achieve something, but not really what you're looking for. If you were going on a trip and you go drive halfway there, did you really achieve your destination? No. It might have been fun, but you didn't achieve what you wanted to achieve. Any other ideas of half measures?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Lewis alcoholic.
Hey, Lewis.
The half measure. That term, half measures, availed me nothing. Scared the hell out of me when I was going through the steps the first time. When I heard it in How It Works, and I was coming up on my fourth step, and I was so deathly afraid of relapsing that when it came to doing my fourth step and my fifth step, that always kept ringing in my head. Half measures availed me nothing. If I hesitated for a second to write it down, I jumped right back on it because of that. Because I had relapsed too many times. I was sick and tired. I was going to die if I went out there again. So even you guys told me that I'm as sick as my worst secret, and I swear I was going to go to the grave with this secret, but I looked at the floor, and I made that fifth step, and I set it and put it out there, and they felt that freedom. Oh, it pays. This half measures just gets you crap. We do the best we can. That's all we can do. We can do the very best. And come back later and do, I've done many fourth steps after that, and I found another little bit more, another little bit something else that I missed or forgot about or didn't, and got a little bit more thorough as my mind cleared with recovery. But we just do the very best that we can with these other steps. But knowingly put something aside or delete or put it or blow over it and brush it aside, or that's not important kind of thinking, just gets me in real trouble. So.
Thanks, Lewis.
Thanks, Lewis.
Anybody else? Anybody? Okay.
Sherry?
Yeah.
I kind of made a mess with this pudding. You think you can help show me how to make pudding?
Well, let's try that. How about if we try to make pudding a different way?
Do you have pudding experience?
I have a little bit of pudding experience. I've watched and helped my mom do it, and she showed me how to make pudding. I've had several people teach me how to make pudding over the years.
A lot of experience, sounds like, to me.
Yeah. I've made a lot of different flavors of pudding, too.
What kind of flavor are you going to have today?
We're going to try to make chocolate fudge pudding. But we're going to take our time, and we're going to...
Can we put butterscotch in it, too?
How about if we just focus on one flavor at a time?
Okay,
my first step that I want to do is I'm making a decision. I've made a decision. We're going to make pudding today. And I've asked somebody to help me, so this half the battle. Let's see. Do we have all the ingredients? We have the milk. We have a timer, we have a whisk and a spatula. Okay, good, 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 good. I think we should read the directions this time, though, because last time that didn't work so well. You want to read?
It says 5-minute pudding. Okay, 3 cups of milk.
Check.
It says beat, where is the rest of the directions? Okay, it says beat pudding mix into 3 cups of cold milk with a whisk. For 2 minutes. Pudding will be soft set in 5 minutes, and it makes 6 half-cup servings.
Okay, do you think we can do that?
I think so.
Okay, all right. Now, I think we're ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, good.
Do you want me to open this box?
Please do. Open it, and let's put the ingredients in the bowl. Does anybody have a pen? Everybody reaches. Pen. Thanks, Kathy. Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to make a mess when you do it, so I guess.
Yeah, well.
Or can you?
we're gonna do it slowly this time and follow the directions a little more accurately. Okay. You want to pour the milk in, or should I?
Do we use the whisk as we're pouring?
No, well, we don't have to.
Refer back to the directions.
You know, with the experience I've had, we don't have to do it that way. We can just pour the milk in and then whisk.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, start whisking. And the directions said to whisk for 2 minutes, right?
Yes.
What do you think? Should we just estimate 2 minutes, or should we actually follow the directions and do it the right way? Let's follow the directions. Do it the right way. Yay, let's do it the right way.
I'm following your lead.
Now, while Jane's whisking, One of the things I wanted to do was write down the people that I'm going to share the pudding with. Who here wants pudding? Okay, we've got Allie and Lewis and Kathy. Anybody else? And Peter. I don't feel like writing down Peter's name. We're just going to leave that. Okay, keep whisking, keep whisking. We've got a minute left. So come up with some other ideas. So what other ways could you do things halfway and achieve nothing? Or look at it the other way. What can you achieve if you do something the proper way? Okay. But you probably would get some benefits if you did it halfway.
Oh, this 2 minutes is long.
Not completely, but you receive a couple benefits. So half measures might avail you something. Anybody else?
This pudding looks different than that pudding.
Wow. Yeah, it seems like it's a little smoother. Things are going a little more...
It's the color of the box.
And yes, it's not this thick...
It's the way it's supposed to be.
Look at it. It's not even moving.
They got the fudge part in there, but the milk chocolate.
Okay. All right. You've whisked for 2 minutes. Excellent. Okay. You're finished. What's the rest of the ingredient or the instructions? Pudding will be soft set in 5 minutes. So you can just stop doing that. Put the whisk in here. Excellent. And then now we're just going to wait for a couple minutes, and it says it's going to be soft set. So
we need 5 minutes on here?
5 minutes on a timer.
Okay.
And I've got a ladle.
How do you use this? You just put it to five?
Got to spin it past five. There you go. Because you should always have somebody with you that knows what they're doing, that's done it before, because, otherwise you don't set the timer correctly.
It's five.
Okay, let's scoop out some pudding.
Don't we have to wait till it's 5 minutes?
Well, it's going to get soft set in the bowls.
I see.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
You said soft set. I don't know that word. What does that mean, soft set?
Well, soft set is a special word that they use for making pudding.
It's the consistency.
The consistency, which is another reason why you ask people to help you. Because, like, Jane came up with the word consistency. I couldn't think of that word. I'm old.
It's supposed to look a certain way. It's supposed to feel and be a certain way. And as time goes on, it looks like it's, over time, it gets even better.
So we followed all our steps, and it's looking like it's pudding. Now, I'm going to pass the pudding out to the people that said they wanted some. Don't eat it yet, because it still hasn't been 5 minutes. Because you've got to follow all the directions right.
Is it still hot?
No, it was cold pudding. It's instant pudding.
I can share that with you. It was cold milk.
Now I'm going to offer the pudding to the people that wanted it. Are you following along on your directions? Because
this kind of...
There you go. Follow along.
We took our inventory. We made our list.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a pudding program.
This is actually part of the steps where we actually make the amends to the person. The list.
Okay.
The list of the people.
I handed out the pudding to most of the people. Do you think? Let's see. Offer pudding to anyone that missed. I got to offer the pudding to everyone, not just
one more on your list.
I got to offer it to Peter now, too.
Yeah, but some of them you might not be able to give them pudding. They might be allergic or...
Could you read page 88 out of the big book for me?
Oh, we didn't...
We
skipped
another
the seventh
step, that you
step
gotta
prayer.
Take.
It says, and I will read it because it is important. We don't want to skip it. You know, before we made that list, we had all the... directions, we were doing it right, we took the inventory, we threw it in, we put the ingredients together, and then the seven-step prayer, I don't know if anybody else knows it by heart, but you can say it with us.
Okay.
My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you remove from me
every single defect of
character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows.
Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Okay, there
you go. That was to be for before the list. And we don't, even if we skip, we missed it, we can go back and repeat it.
And me personally, I pray a lot because it's not always easy to do the right steps. It's not always easy to follow the directions that people are giving me. It's not always easy to do the right thing. So prayer helps. Prayer makes a difference. Prayer keeps me focused. Yes, Kathy?
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Put that bowl flat on the table before it tips over.
Oh, excellent job.
The gel is
See,
again, it is working.
We're looking for help from others.
Page 88, I believe it is.
Yeah.
We're going to read another section out of the big book, and I believe that it would be our step 11, that when you do things the right way, when you follow the directions, when you ask for help, when you put everything you've got into it, it works. It really does. It does. And look, we've achieved pudding. And it's almost 5 minutes, so you can almost eat it. You got 1 minute left.
Okay. Here we are. We become much more efficient. Wait, humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, thy will be done. We are then in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily. We didn't get tired from making pudding. And we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life as to suit ourselves. It works. It really does.
The bell rang right at
you. The bell rang.
That.
You can taste your pudding.
Share it with others.
And Kathy, tell me if there's a difference between this pudding and the other pudding.
There is. It's a lot smoother. Much
Anybody want some of this?
So really, following the directions is what gives you the right product. If you follow the 12 steps, you'll get the right...
consistency?
Well, you'll get the right...
Tastes good?
What's
looks
the word
good.
I'm looking for? Well, you get the right product. Okay, yeah. If you don't follow all the 12 steps, if you use the easier, softer method, you're not going to get sobriety. You're going to end up with like an easier, softer sobriety, which you might stay clean, but you're probably just going to be dry. You're not going to have full, happy, life-loving sobriety. You know, you're gonna achieve something.
Well, but I thought half measures avail us nothing, but something is not nothing. You're gonna get nothing.
What if I use your pudding?
If you well, look what I got here.
What if
don't
you do?
Use my pudding. I use your pudding.
Not edible.
Well,
a
if
mess.
You use my
Nobody
pudding, you'll
it.
Get pudding, but you won't get the experience of your own pudding. And having your own experience is better than.
This didn't include other people.
Right.
Sorry.
You know, this way we worked with everybody together. So does it make sense to everybody?
Perfect sense.
Look, Lewis is eating his pudding and happy with it. Okay, now give me some ideas of, besides sobriety, give me some ideas of what you can do all the way that you achieve what you want. No. Okay. Anybody that you have to take all the steps besides sobriety, what else is there in life that you have to take all the steps to achieve your goal?
I was thinking watching my wife is when she was in school, you know, going through the classes and participating and following directions so she can pass her test and get graduated. With her education. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So school is one way that people that I've seen get in a program, work the steps, and then, you know, pursue, go through life and go get back in school because of recovery and the directions here with the steps and working life, that they're able to achieve other things by doing that.
Just do the work. Otherwise, I don't know what's going on in class. That's how you got that.
I personally, I don't go to school. But I know a lot of people that do, and it's another one where half measures can achieve you something, but unless you put your whole heart into it, you're not going to get
the education, or you're not going to end up with the degree you're looking for.
Hi, Ann, alcoholic.
Hi, Ann.
Addict. I guess for me, I'm thinking my driver's license, because I was always afraid to learn how to drive. When I was 15, I think I was a little bombed and drove into a ditch, and that was the last time I drove. So I was clean for a while, and I was encouraged to get my driver's license. So I had to go ahead and I had to first get my permit, and I had to have somebody basically teach me how, and I had to do it for so many hours. And then I had to take the road test, and I was 36 years old, and I got my driver's license, and it's only because I followed directions.
Awesome.
And I, you know, took the steps. So that's my little scenario.
And you asked for help.
I sure did.
Another story.
That's
another
story. Well, then you had to correct that when you did, right? About
right. So that's just one of the steps. If you happen to get into an accident, then you had to make amends. So it's just a whole other section of steps that you had to follow through on.
Depends on what side you're on.
Anybody else? Oh, come on. Got something? You're smiling at me like you know what you're talking about.
Michelle, I'm an alcoholic addict.
Hi, Michelle. Michelle.
How about relationships? Working the steps. Basically, like for me, if I would have came into the program and not worked the steps, I would not have been able to repair any relationship that I had broken. And if I didn't do full measures in working at repairing them, I wouldn't have them today. Not all of them have been repaired because, you know, but I can honestly say I didn't do half measures. I done everything I possibly can to, you know, try to repair those relationships. But that's, when we come into the program, a lot of things are broken. Relationships with our parents, our siblings, our just family and friends, you know. All that, you know, marriages, everything, you know, we have to try to repair them too. So I would say relationships.
Excellent.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you. Anybody else got some ideas? Nothing? Mr. Peter, do you have any ideas? He's looking at me that way too.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
No.
No. Okay. Well, what about your job? You know, if you go into work late because you really don't think you have to show up on time, you don't talk to your boss and find out what you have to do, you leave early, you're probably not going to have a job very long. And even if you do have a job, you're not going to get a full paycheck because you're coming in late and leaving early. So that's another example of where you have to use all the steps and do it the right way. Another idea I had was raising children. Probably the hardest job I've ever had. But if I follow the steps and I ask for help and I look to other people and use their experience, it's not as hard. I don't feel completely alone and like I'm doing it by myself.
And looking at you, helped me make the pudding. Now I can make pudding again and again and again.
And now you can show and somebody else
how to
do it.
Next time, the person that's allergic, that's still on my list, I can make allergy-free whatever they're allergic to. The one that doesn't eat sugar, I can put sugar-free products. And I can actually share my...
your experience.
With someone else and help them make pudding. Whether it's my granddaughter or whoever it would be.
Do they have carb-free pudding?
Carb-free?
I don't know.
We'd have to look into that one.
I guess we'd have to go do some research, but not some positive research.
They have gluten-free pudding? Okay, there you go. See, another idea of asking for help. Michelle knew the answer. We were looking for people that could help us. So looking to others for experience is a huge part of our 12 steps. Looking to others for guidance, huge part. That's, you know, talking to a sponsor, getting a sponsor first. Talking to a sponsor, because when we come in, we don't know how to work the 12 steps. We come in as rookies. So you're looking to somebody else for their experience to learn how to work the 12 steps, and that's what your sponsor does. Your sponsor is walking you through making pudding, walking you through life and showing you how to apply each of the steps to make the product you're looking for. Yes, Rick?
You're a pretty pudding sponsor.
Excuse me?
So you're a pretty pudding sponsor.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Sherry?
Yes, sir.
Would I be wrong in saying the proof is in the pudding?
There you go.
I like it.
The proof is in the pudding. See? So there you go. That's my idea of following the steps and working. Half measures availed us nothing, because half measures don't get the product you're looking for. You know, like I said before, I might stay sober. I might be dry, but I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to have friends because I'm not looking to anybody for experience, and nobody's coming to me because they know I don't care. Nobody's coming to me to share their experience because I'm not going to listen anyhow.
Because your pudding's crappy.
Because I've got crappy pudding.
Right, I haven't done the shared with others. And
it's really kind of scary.
I took the easier, softer way here. I didn't use the right ingredients. I didn't even write down the inventory.
Yeah, it doesn't
work. If you want fudge or something,
this is the way to do it. But this is nice and creamy and yummy, and so there you go.
Looks like pudding.
Any ideas? Any other ideas? Any other? We had a couple new people walk in. Any ideas that you can think of where half measures availed you nothing in life? Any examples?
I bet you.
Somebody came up with relationships, working. If you only do part of your work, or if you show up late, you're only getting half a paycheck. If you go on a trip, you're only getting half the results.
Wow, I like my own pudding, too.
I'm just struggling to come up with anything nearly as creative, like just like that, so I have to pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. You're going to pass, too? Yeah. Okay, all right. See, and I walked all the way back here for nothing. They looked like they knew. Would you like pudding? No pudding.
Yeah, it was prepared the right way. We followed the directions.
Okay, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. I'd like to close our workshop with pudding. I have pudding up here, so if anybody wants pudding, I have pudding to share. And
this is the attic.
Half measures availed us something.
Sherry,
but we don't know what.
You know what's going to happen is, you know, you're going to dismiss, and everybody's going to run out, and then the attic's going to come back and eat the whole pudding.
I'll leave it here and see who shows up.
Yeah.
Who comes back in the room, right?
Get a nanny cam.
Can we close with the Lord's Prayer and the Serenity Prayer? And I want to thank everybody for being here and taking part and listening and being wonderful.
Thank you, guys.